This is Diana, Kansas City. Jesus, we pour out our hearts to you this morning, and we are asking you, God, for the Spirit of the Lord to pour out deep repentance on America for this horrid, horrid sin of abortion. And we ask you, God, to forgive us over time.
And I want to thank everyone for joining us for these 30 minutes of prayer with my good friend, Grant Berry, who is a regular, at least monthly, on Prayer Surge Now. And we thank you so much for joining us again, Grant. And this morning, you also joined with your wife, Hallie. And thank you so much for the 9/11, Romans 9/11 project. And I want to pray for you and release you to share. And we're going to have an incredible 30 minutes of releasing heaven on earth. So, Father, I want to thank you for Grant. I want to thank you for Hallie. Thank you, Lord, for their marriage. Lord, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in and through them. Father, Lord, we want to be attentive to what the Spirit is saying, Lord, through your servant, Grant, this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So, Grant, take it away. Share with us what's on your heart.
Amen. Daisav Shabbat Shalom to you and to all the beloved watchmen and watchwomen on this call. We are with you in heart and spirit. And what's on my heart this morning to bring us into a deeper place of prayer? Can you hear me, Daisav?
Yes.
Okay. What's on my heart this morning to bring us into a deeper place of prayer is during this day, can we find balance in the one you man? Yesterday, in the Global Family Prayer Room, this is a 24/7, 365 Zoom prayer focus. I was doing a dialogue discussion with Jonathan Fritz. Kind of, we were a one you man representation, Jew and Gentile. Really talking about bringing balance, greater balance, into the one you man issue. You know, when you think of the one you man as like a pendulum, I really believe the heart of the Father, the view of the Father, the eye and lens of the Father, the pupil, is right in the center of that pendulum as it sits balanced in the middle. But in the family of God, we have extremes. We have extremes in a Gentile church that believes, misunderstands Paul's teachings in Galatians, where he says there is no longer any Jew or Gentile. That teaching related solely to our relationship in the Spirit. We are equal, Jew and Gentile. This was the beautiful, amazing thing that the Lord created at the cross and the resurrection, the enmity he destroyed, bringing those who were near and those who were far into this beautiful one new humanity. And those amongst Israel that believed in Yeshua, really the true and truthful part and extension of Judaism, took Yeshua out into the nations, and the children from the nations believed in him and were able to be grafted into Israel to receive Israel's covenants and promises. And there was a natural Hebraic identity, I think, even though that we know quite clearly from Acts 15 there was no requirement for the God's children in the nations to follow and adhere to all of the traditions and heritage that the Jewish people were following. There was a natural Hebraic identity in the Spirit that I believe now the Lord is looking to restore in us. And it's not about, this thing is not about Jewish roots. Jewish roots are good, don't get me wrong, but the Jewish roots and our expression and our connection to them should come out of a reconnection in love for one another, the remnant of Israel, Jewish believers, God's children from the nations coming back together at the way that the Lord intended. And in the body, and I'll finish with this so we can begin to move into prayer about it. In the body, there are extremes. As I mentioned, on the church, on the church side, not believing that there's any identity issues within the context of the one new man. But then we can go to the extremes on the messianic side, which interestingly enough today are actually being perpetuated more by Gentile believers on the messianic side, saying that all believers need to become one and be like the Jews. Well, the truth is, beloved, we're never going to see this restoration through a Gentile lens, nor through a messianic lens, but only through the heart of the Father, who is looking now to restore this beautiful unity. Foundational to John 17 is a restoration in the one new man between Jew and Gentile. If we allow other to heal that breach between us, we take back something strategic from the enemy called division, which will empower us, especially us as intercessors, to begin to go after the other divisions. God now needs to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in love and unity to restore the family to himself, that we would be one with him and one with one another. And out of that love and unity and that restoration will come the great power, will come the glory. Look at John 17, 9 times, glory, glorify, written, associated to this unity between the two groups and with the Father. And so I think there's a real need for us to understand who we are, to get greater clarity, and that is exactly what the Romans 9-1-1 Project brings to us. It deals with the obstacles. It allows the Father to release his mercy and heal and wash us, and then to restore us and bring us into this time of renewal, which I believe God's going to give us. Romans 12 comes after Romans 11, and a look at the word mercy in the first couple of sentences in Romans 12, how it's connected to the word mercy in Romans 11. So, Dysop, it would be great if we could have some prayer and intercession today.
Yes, amen.
About bringing balance and greater clarity and understanding, and especially with our leadership, because until the leadership takes this baton,
yes,
it's not going to begin to process.
Yes, and you know, to say that there are no differences between Jew and Gentile will be an absurd statement. Just like in the same verse, it says male nor female. I mean, obviously there's a difference between males nor females, but in our differences, even among Jews, there are many differences. Among Greeks and Gentiles, there are many differences. We're all invited to God's forever family. We're all one in Jesus Christ. So let's celebrate that. Let's live that out in the public arena. Let's begin that now in prayer. So we're going to have an open time of prayer, of thanksgiving and praise, and declaring that although none of us are the same, we're all one in Christ Jesus, according to Galatians 3:28, as well as John 17. So I'm going to ask Dennis Crane, would you start us off in a one-minute prayer of celebration, thanksgiving, or intercession towards that oneness in Christ?
Thank you. Father, we look to you. We look to your Son. We look to the Holy Spirit and see the unity that happens in the differences there that exist. And I ask that we could all who believe in your Son come into that same level of unity of spirit, of heart, and understanding, one heart, one mind, one purpose, one Lord, one Father of all. So I ask that that would be a central focus, it would be a reality that we see from and that we live from. In Jesus' name, for his sake, I pray. Amen.
And Barbara Sonnen Robbins, our Jewish sister, you're not the same as our Gentile brother who just prayed. Would you also lead us in prayer of thanksgiving and praise and celebration?
Yes, I would love to. Father, I'm just so grateful that I was born in a time where the veil was removed from me, and I could come together with my Gentile brothers and sisters and my Jewish brothers and sisters to worship you in oneness. Father, I thank you for the unity that I know that your heart longs to see. Father, you created us as one body in your perfect love that casts out all of our fears. And Father, I just pray that we take our eyes off of the differences and put them back upon your gifts and your mercy that you gave to your people. Father, you called your Jewish people to be a light, and you also called the Gentiles to be a light. So let us join our lights and shine together as one in Messiah, one in his love. Thank you, Abba. In Yeshua's name I pray. Amen and amen.
And Judy Ward, would you pray for supernatural unity among Jewish believers and Gentile believers?
Yes, my Father, we thank you. We need this unity. We need it throughout all the churches. We need to see ourselves as connected to you, not from one another, but for one another. We need the unity that you and your Father had, Lord Jesus. We want it in the church. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, may the unity among Jewish believers and Gentile believers be such a powerful witness that even the most ultra-Orthodox Jew, even the most atheist Jew, would say, Yeshua is Lord, and would love to join our forever family. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Grant.
Yes, let us, Lord, also not so much overlook each other's differences, but let us understand the calling and bring clarity to it, understanding and honor and respect. And let us also understand the role of the Gentile side of the family to draw Israel to jealousy with the mercy that they have received. That it is, there's a picture of Jonah here with the way that the church has behaved. If you think, because, it's interesting, Jonah was a Jew called to the Gentiles, and he didn't want to go, and he resisted. And if you look at Romans 11 in this light, the Gentile side of the family, Romans 11:13 says specifically, I am talking to you Gentiles, part of the family. Draw Israel to jealousy. Don't be arrogant thinking that you've replaced them. Love them on account of the patriarchs. Release the mercy that you have received as a result of their disobedience back to them. And we know that the church kind of went in the wrong direction, not kind of, went in the wrong direction. And there's a place now to come into repentance for the church, for us to pray. If we could spend a few minutes on this, for the church to understand that there not only needs to be replacement, repentance of anti-Semitism and replacement theology, but repentance of the call, because there is a call. Can we just think for a moment how long it would take to evangelize the Jewish world if everyone in the church had an attitude that I need to shine my light somehow to the Jewish people around me, to one Jewish person, commit to one Jewish neighbor and friend, and just shine the light and love them unconditionally. There is this place that, so I'm just going to lead us off in prayer and just allow the Spirit to lead others. Father, forgive. I stand in the gap for the Gentile side of the family, and I ask you to forgive us, Father, for being indifferent. And for not understanding. And while we know that it is never easy to speak to Jewish people about Jesus with all of the resistances and the things that have happened, you open doors, you open windows, and love always finds a way. And Father, this restoration, more than anything, is about us coming into greater love for one another. And so we ask for an increase in that love, but also a conviction and an understanding that we must now begin to shift the gospel back to its original kingdom principle that was never changed, but was changed by the church, which is to the Jew first and then to the nations. And that as we realign into this place, not just with our evangelism, but with our mindset and with our intercession, Father, the natural outflow will be an increase of the gospel and the end time harvest. And so, Father, you are establishing a pathway now of restoration that is coming out of this judgment. And so we ask for it to be released, but we also ask that you would bring us under conviction and into repentance. In Jesus' name.
And, Father, I want to thank you for the example of Jesus, the most rejected man in the history of the universe. He was rejected practically by an entire nation of Israel. And yet he continued to share the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for the apostles who were all except John were martyred for their faith because they loved even those who are persecuting them, that they would share the gospel with both Jews and Gentiles. And I want to thank you for our Chinese brothers and sisters who are being hunted down, who are being persecuted and prosecuted by the government of China, and yet they are focused on the Back to Jerusalem movement, that along the way, many Gentiles would join them, and that by the time they get to Jerusalem to preach the gospel to the Jews, it'll be in the millions. So we thank you, Lord, that we have examples, cloud of witnesses in heaven, and living examples today who are doing just that. In Jesus' name, amen. Grant, is there another item that you want to bring to the table?
Yes, actually, a significant one. You know, we already prayed. I already mentioned that until our leaders in the body take the baton, this message is not going to come full force. And it's starting with a remnant. It's starting with us and the watchmen. We need to come into deeper understanding and begin to pray that praying for the peace of Jerusalem is praying for the veil to come up from the church who has a call to help bring the veil up from the people of Israel. And so this week we sent out close to, I think, over 150 leader packets for the Romans 911 project, beautifully presented. Dysak, you'll be receiving yours next week. And it's beautifully presented. There's a lot of material there. And we're asking leaders to take the time and to study it and to read it, and to begin to recognize that this is not about one man's ministry. This is not about Grant or Halle Berry. This is about a message the Lord has given that is significant to come into the church at this time. So we would appreciate some prayer, and maybe Halle could lead us off on that, just for these packets, for the anointing of the Spirit to be on them as leaders take the time to look at it.
Halle, are you available to lead us in a one-minute prayer before I ask others to pray?
You have to unmute, Halle. Star 6.
Actually, she was unmuted. Go ahead, Halle. Or maybe you pressed the mute button on your phone. Okay, so I'm going to ask Grant, would you start us off in praying, and then I'll ask some of the others to pray. Go ahead, Grant.
Hold on a second. Halle's going to pray for my phone.
So sorry, I'm having issues with my mute, I guess. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for all this material. Thank you, Lord, for the provision for this to go out, Father God. We pray a blessing of an anointing upon this, Lord. I just ask that each and every person that receives this package, they would be drawn to the Father's heart for his family to be reunited, to be connected, to be one in unity and love. So we plead the blood of Yeshua over each and every mailing package. We plead the blood of Jesus. We just plead protection over all of those packages that are going out, and that they would be received with an open heart, of expectation, of deep revelation in Yeshua's name.
Amen, amen. Grant, are you referring to the packet that goes deeper into the 9/11 project?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask Mike McGee from Texas. Would you lead us in a 1 minute prayer for this Romans 9/11 project, which has a powerful potential to unlock our minds and our hearts to understand God's heart for unity between Jew and Gentile and God's passion for all of Israel to be saved. Would you take a minute and pray, Mike?
Father, today we commit to you these special packages, this 9/11 project. And Father, we know that the disciples attached to handkerchiefs, the very healing power of the Holy Spirit. And so today, we also, as we pray over these packages, we ask that there's an anointing upon every package. And Father, that those that might try to decide not to open it, that they would be encouraged by the Spirit to open it, to look through all the materials, and to come into a oneness with the Spirit and with the heart of the Father. Lord, we know that at our time in Mexico, the indigenous Indians attached spirits to the dolls that they made by hand, and they created chaos into the average person's life through those attachments. But we're talking about the Spirit of God attached and anointing these packages. And Lord, we, as if we could touch them right now personally, we do so in the Spirit. Let the anointing, let the power of God be displayed and projected through every piece of material in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Audrey Clements in San Diego, would you prepare for our hearts, the leaders who are going to receive these packets, including me, that will be prepared to receive and wholeheartedly embrace what the Lord is guiding us through these packets. Go ahead, Audrey. Pray for the leaders. Okay, let's try Bev Denon. Would you unmute, please, and lead us in a one-minute prayer?
Amen, amen. And everybody has been saying the spirit of understanding. And Abba, Father, that's one of the seven spirits of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are going to go forth when people open that packet. Now I understand. Now I have the wisdom to understand. And then I'll have the knowledge to go forth. Father, we just thank you for the fresh anointing on all of us as we look at that. And be blessed, Lord. It will go forth across this nation and across this world. Oh, and the replacement theology will be gone forever. Amen, amen.
Dick Eastman, would you lead us in a prayer for Grant, Barry, and his wife, Hallie, as they are servant leaders sharing the good news that is in Romans chapters 9 through 11, giving us Yeshua's perspective of Jews and Gentiles together as the one new man. Would you pray a blessing over Grant and Hallie?
Sure, Father, we just agree together over this couple that you have raised up and that you are using. And Lord, I just think again of the prayer of Paul when he described that he was praying for Israel, that Israel would be saved. And Lord, I've heard Bible teachers at different times say we can't really pray for the lost. Because no one in the Bible ever prayed for the law. I've heard things like that, but Paul said that his desire and prayer for Israel is that they would be saved. And Lord, by every means, we pray that you would open their eyes, open their hearts. Father, we all believe that there's coming a great harvest amongst your people. Lord, we see it in Scripture. And so, Lord, we pray for those that are sharing together and God, heard from you in what they're to do. And Lord, if we hear from you in what we're to do, Lord, we believe that just as it says in 1 John, that if we ask anything according to your will, it will be done. And so, Lord, we know it's your will that Israel be saved. And so, Lord, we pray for this project. We pray for fruit. We pray, Lord, that there would be many open doors that would result from the activities that are related to getting the good news in a unique way, in a special way, to those, Lord, that may very well never have heard. Some may have heard and just rejected. And that's why we pray that the scales would be lifted off their eyes, that they might see, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the glorious light of the gospel shining unto them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And, you know, I really urge everyone to get to know Grant Berry through his website, the founder and director of Reconnecting Ministries. Please visit reconnectingministries.org, reconnectingministries.org. He's also the producer and author of an anointed book titled Romans 9:11, as well as a supplement teaching material called Romans 9:11 Project. Grant, we have about a minute to go with you. Is there anything else that you would like to impart to us before you leave?
We are leaving tomorrow morning for the MLR, the Messianic Leadership Roundtable. This is a conference held by Jewish Voice, Jonathan Burness's ministry. It is the last one. It's been going on for several years, but it's an opportunity where many of us leaders on the Messianic side just can get together and connect with one another and strengthen one another. And so just ask for prayer with that. Bob is also will be with us on that as well.
So, Father, I want to thank you that our Messianic leadership will gather together. And, Lord, I ask for that unity among the various Messianic streams to be a singular movement. Lord, we know that there are some theological differences, and there are some other differences as well, because no person is the same. But Lord, in that difference, that they will come together under the banner of Yeshua, and that the entire nation, entire world will be blessed through Grant and Bob and other leaders who are coming together in the name of Yeshua. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, Grant. Looking forward to having you back in December. I can't believe we're closing out 2021.
Amen. Blessings, Tyson.
Shabbat shalom to you.
You too.